Good morning, this is Family Consumer Science, and today we are going to learn about consumer protection. And we are going first of all to see what is identity theft. We find that identity theft or identity fraud are terms used to refer to all types of crimes in which someone wrongfully obtains or uses another person's personal data in some ways that may involve fraud or deceptions, typically for economic gain. And we are going to see some of the common ways of identity theft. One of them is what we call the dumpster driving. We find that these people go through trash dumpster looking for bills or other papers to get personal information of people. They later use the information to extract personal details of those people. Then number two, we have what we call the skimming. And these people steal credit cards numbers by using a special storage device when processing your card. They later use those numbers for fraud purposes. Number three, we have what we call phishing, and we find that these people pretended to be financial institutions or companies and said spams or pop-up messages to get you to refill your personal information. And when they obtain this information, they can use it for fraud transactions. Number three, we have what we call the changing your address, and we find that They divert your billing statement to another location by completing a change of address form at the post office. Then all the personal information is diverted to the address of their choice, and they can use your personal information for fraud transactions. And the last one, we have what we call the old-fashioned way of stealing, and you find these people usually steal wallets or purses, mails, including bank and credit card statements, pre-approved credit cards offers, and even checks or tax information. They steal personal records from their employers and sometimes bribe employees who have access to those personal information and then use it for fraud purposes. And how can we deter identity theft by safeguarding your information? So we are going to see some of the methods how we can be able to deter those identity theft. One of them is what we call we can shred financial statements or paperwork with personal information before you discard them. So this is one of the things that we can be able to do. Number two, we can protect our social security number. Don't carry your social security card in your wallet or write your social security number on a check. Give it out only if absolutely necessary or ask to use other identifier. Number three, don't give out personal information on phone, through the mail, or over the internet unless you know who you are dealing with. Number four, never click links sent in unsolicited email. Instead, type it on address you know. Number five, don't use an obvious password like your birth date, your mother's maiden name, or the last four digits of your social security number. And number six, keep your personal information in a secure place at home, especially if you have a roommate or having someone working in your house. How to detect suspicious activities on your personal information and an account. Now, on this one, we are going to see about three areas that we can be able to detect suspicious activities. One, be alert to signs that require immediate attention. These include the following. One, bills that do not arrive as expected. Two, unexpected credit card or account statement. Number three, denial of credit for no apparent reason. And number five, calls or letters about purchases you did not make. Another way that we can be able to detect suspicious activity is to inspect your credit report. Credit report contain information about you, including your including what accounts you have and your bill paying history. And therefore, through the inspection of your credit report, you can tell whether there's any suspicious transaction that has already taken place. And from there, you can take actions. And number three, inspect your financial statements. And therefore, you should thoroughly review your financial statement and billing statement regularly, looking for charges you did not make. how to defend against identity theft as soon as you suspect it. One, place a fraud alert on your credit card report and review the report carefully. The alert usually tells the creditor to follow certain procedure before you can open new account in your name and make changes to your existing account. Two, close accounts. You should close any accounts that have been tampered with or established fraud. Call the security or fraud department of the company where the account was opened and charged, and let them know that about your complaints. Follow it up with writing with copies of supporting documents. And number three, file a police report. You should file a report with the law enforcement to help you with creditors who may want to prove, won't approve of the claim. And lastly, number four, report the theft to the Fraud Trade Commission. And therefore, your report to the of the theft to the Fraud Trade Commission help law enforcement officials in their investigation. That's the end of the lesson. Thank you. Have a good day.